to it. We got a lot to get to this hour, and we're going to need to knuckle down and get it done. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, February 17, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Art Van Furniture could be exploring the possibility of bankruptcy. Yeah, Art Van. They're everywhere, right? Surprised me. Quicken Loans founder, this is number two. Quicken Loans founder and chairman Dan Gilbert, slowly returning to work 8 months after suffering a stroke. He's 58 years old. He's back in his office a day or two a week now, walking with a cane when he can, wheelchairs the other times, and his service dog, Cowboy. And then number one, Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg trying to buy Michigan, it seems. Bloomberg, with his eyes on Michigan's March 10th primary, trying to buy the place with millions of dollars in advertising. He spent $400 million so far around the country. Michigan, a big target for the March 10th primary. But is it going to do it? A lot of dirt coming out now on Bloomberg. A lot of problems for Bloomberg. As people are exposing him to be a misogynist, a sexist, a pig, frankly, in the workplace. And it's starting to pile up. GQ magazine wrote this headline, "Why is Bloomberg's long history of egregious sexism getting a pass?" And then the Washington Post comes along and hammers him. In a stunning interview, the Washington Post may have single-handedly ended Bloomberg's chances to be president. They're saying that Bloomberg was always focused with his wrath on women and said things so outrageous, most can't be repeated on this program. But here is one being shared by a longtime Bloomberg employee about Bloomberg learning about one of his employees being pregnant. This is an interview. First time the guy's ever talked about it. It was recorded by the Washington Post. Listen to this. You will be shocked. Talking about Mike Bloomberg, former longtime employee. Here it is. Bite number 10. Bite 10. Go.
She had mentioned to some of her girlfriends there and others that she was pregnant, and Mike had just gone there too to get some coffee. And kind of when she mentioned that, some of the girlfriends were kind of congratulating her, and Mike said, "Are you going to kill it?" And that kind of shut everybody up. Well, I found it. I mean, Jesus. I mean, who would say such a thing? But it was just out of place. It struck me as being crude and boorish and selfish. No one has ever asked me about. I have mentioned to people over the years that I heard that, but no one from. I know that there was litigation. There was an investigation by the EEOC. There was even a trial that was going to be held in the federal court in New York. I have never spoken about this before to lawyers or the press or anyone, but I heard that, and I was kind of shocked.
David Zeilenziger is the guy's name. David Zeilenziger. He's denied the allegation under oath, has Bloomberg. But the woman at the center of the controversy, Kaiku Garrison, says he said that and worse. He said that and worse. Sakiko Sakai Garrison is the woman's name. Sales rep. Japanese descent. Spoke fluent Japanese. And here's part of what she said in sworn testimony in a complaint against the company. Upon information and belief in 1989, when a male company salesperson was getting married, Bloomberg said to the female salespeople, "All of you girls line up to give him a free," you fill in the blank, "as a wedding present." He repeated such words on regular occasion, apparently. He also asked Garrison, "If the clients told you to lay down and strip naked so they could F you, would you do it? Would you do that too?" Apparently he read these things and said these things regularly. And speaking of Garrison's child, after he said, "Are you going to kill it?" Bloomberg apparently said this, "It's an effing baby. All it does is eat and it doesn't know the difference between you and anyone else. All you need is some black who doesn't even have to speak English to rescue it from a burning building." That's your Mike Bloomberg. That's your Democrat candidate for president. The one being cheered on by so many. There it is. It's all in the Washington Post. Go look it up. We'll put it up on SteveGruber.com as well. It's flat out shocking, isn't it? Shocking. How bad is it? Well, Donna Brazile thinks it's awful. The former DNC chair expressing great concern yesterday with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday over all the dirt that's spilling out about Mike Bloomberg and all the terrible things he's said and done. Bite number three with Donna Brazile. Bite three. Go.
I think there are many people in the Democratic Party who are looking at Mr. Bloomberg because he has the resources to take on President Trump. But the question, in my judgment, is his record. I mean, I am uncomfortable with his policies in New York. I understand he's apologized. I get that. I'm for forgiveness. But I am extremely dismayed at the information I read over the weekend about his sexist work environment. You know, it's one thing to have this so-called top law enforcement policy of stop and frisk. It was ruled unconstitutional. And it has taken him years to say, I'm sorry about that. He has the resources, but I'm very uncomfortable with his record.
And a lot of people are coming to that conclusion, very uncomfortable with his record. On race, on women. Big trouble for him. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has cemented his front-runner status after the New Hampshire win. 29% of Democratic primary voters now back Bernie Sanders. That's up 4 points since before the New Hampshire primary. In fact, Bernie gaining momentum. Before New Hampshire, he was at 25%. Now he's at 29%. Joe Biden's off 3 points, down from 22 to just 19%. Bloomberg is up a point at 18, but we'll see if that holds. He's riding currently in third position, followed by Mayor Pete, who has done nothing, stays at 11 points. Elizabeth Warren down a point to 10, and Amy Klobuchar up 2 to 5. They thought she was going to be the great surge. Hasn't happened. 5 points. This is a morning consult poll conducted Wednesday. But the Vermont Independent, the socialist, the avowed communist, leading the Democrats, 29% of those that support a candidate support Bernie Sanders. Good luck with that. Oh, by the way, he was also interrupted during a Nevada rally in Carson City by topless protesters saying it's time to end dairy. We must get rid of dairy. Do they not realize? Come on, the guy's got a heart condition. He just had a heart attack. He can't just be stripping naked and running around in front of him with no top on. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. So get your free water test today and get peace of mind. Your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com or SteveGruber.com. Wolverine, they've been good friends of mine since long before I did the radio program, I can tell you that. So check them out. Paul and the company there doing great work. It's the Steve Gruber Show back after this.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.